With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Alabama's Morning News with JT. I'm John Mounds. I'm sitting in for him this morning, and right now I'm joined by one of our favorite experts from the Heritage Institute, Hans von Spakovsky. Officially, we're supposed to be talking, Hans, about the new piece you did after Watergate Dirty Politics just got more sophisticated. But while I had you, I have to tell you, I watched Dinesh D'Souza's 2000 Mules, and there you were. It was so cool. You were actually in the movie.
I was. You know, he brought me on to talk about absentee ballot fraud, to basically explain how it's done, you know, based on prior cases where people have actually been convicted in a court of law of doing that. And I've studied a lot of those cases, including, unfortunately, in Alabama.
Yeah, it happens. It happens everywhere, unfortunately. And for people who haven't seen the movie, I highly encourage it. But in a nutshell, it basically says, you know, we keep talking about they do the recounts and the recounts show every time that Donald Trump lost the count. But the point of the movie is, well, yeah, because they're counting illegitimate ballots, ballots that really shouldn't be counted. And that's why the recount always comes up pro-Biden, because there's an awful lot of ballots that were brought in that shouldn't have been counted.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And look, what ought to be happening is that the individuals that the movie identifies, the 2,000 mules, they call them, who were going from one drop box to another, apparently dropping off absentee ballots. Look, if we want to know what really happened, what ought to go on is law enforcement ought to investigate. They ought to convene a grand jury, pull those people in and say, what were you doing? Where did you get these absentee ballots? Did you steal them from voters? Did they give them to you? Who was paying you to do that? That's the kind of investigation that ought to occur so that we could finally settle the questions raised by this.
Well, on the subject of elections and dirty tricks, we just observed the 50th anniversary of the Watergate break-in. And at the time, the Watergate became the new high mark for watermark for scandals. And so much so that the hotel's name, now every time you have anything goes on, it's a such and such gate. You know, if somebody goes to the bathroom, it's the bathroom gate. But Hans, it seems like now we have stuff that's making Watergate look like Motel 6, with all apologies to Tom Baudette. Why is it we only have hearings on things like January 6th, never on things like, say, what happened in the 2020 election, never on things like Joe Biden's laptop? Why is it that it seems like scandal has taken on a whole new meaning?
Well, because, you know, right now Democrats control Congress, and they don't want you looking at that. And, you know, I wish things had gotten better, but they haven't. You know, dirty tricks have just gotten more sophisticated. And all you have to do is compare what happened 50 years ago with what happened in the 2016 election. Because remember, June 17th, 50 years ago, five guys were arrested at the Watergate complex. What were they doing? Well, they were being paid by the Nixon reelection campaign, by Gordon Liddy, the general counsel, to break into the DNC, Democratic National Committee headquarters, at the Watergate to do two things: rifle through their documents, try to find any kind of scandalous material on George McGovern, the Democratic presidential candidate, and wiretap their phones so they could listen to other conversations. But remember, they got caught before they could do any of that. They all went to jail, all the burglars, and folks in the White House who'd helped cover it up also went to jail. Move to 2016. What did we have then? Well, we had the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign using their campaign lawyers, an opposition research firm, and their friends in the media to orchestrate a smear campaign against Donald Trump. They concocted this hoax using this fake dossier about his supposed collusion with the Russian government and his campaign. Not only that, but, you know, we recently found out that an internet entrepreneur who was working with the Clinton campaign and a bunch of Georgia Tech researchers who had a cybersecurity contract with the government. What do? They scooped up the internet data communications traffic of Trump at his apartment in New York, at his campaign headquarters in New York, And even at the White House after he became president, and then add on top of that, that what did this whole collusion hoax do? They used it to convince the FBI to engage in a spying operation on Donald Trump. You know, they actually electronically eavesdropped on folks working for Trump through the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. All of this was successful, and think about it, not a has anybody gone to jail? No, not a single individual.
And the thing is, the mainstream media still refers back to that dossier every so often to prove how Trump was up to some dirty tricks with Ukraine. Just look at the sort of thing that he was trying to pull off. And they still refer back to that Steele dossier as if that's still a perfectly legitimate source because, well, look, I mean, everyone talks about it. It must be true.
Right. And it's not. I mean, this was one of the most successful political con games, I don't know what else to call it, I think ever carried out in American history. And yeah, it didn't win the election in 2016 for Hillary Clinton, but it did lead to the president almost, you know, getting impeached. They didn't remove him from office. And it also totally hampered his presidency for the years he was in office, making it very hard and very difficult for him to govern.
We have these situations where the mainstream media just accepts this stuff and then they regurgitate it and it puts it into the voters' minds and into the people's minds that's reality. And once you create that reality in everyone's minds, you can't dissuade them from it because Donald Trump is a racist. Donald Trump cheated. Donald Trump is in bed with the Russians. And we can't convince people otherwise.
Yeah, that's one of the problems with modern technology and the way we get our information these days. I mean, look, I hate to quote him, but remember, it was the minister of Nazi propaganda, Goebbels, who once said, hey, if you tell a lie often enough, it becomes the truth.
The big lie.
Unfortunately, yeah, with today's technology, it's even easier to accomplish something like that.
Because it's a big echo chamber on social media and everything else. Hans von Spakovsky from the Heritage Institute, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Come back anytime.
Sure thing. Happy to talk to you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.